thank you. Shkoyach. We are in Sefer Alei Shor, Shaar Sheini. We're starting a new section. Mevo Katzar LeMitzvos. The Alei Shor is now talking about how to relate to mitzvos. Ein lanu ba'olameinu ela mitzvoseinu. Hakol kalul behen. The essence of our world is the mitzvahs. Everything is included in them. Ein lanu chayim ela mitzvos. He's going to go through many elements of our lives that are enhanced or even essential, that we have maisa mitzvahs, actions that we do. Don't get carried away and think that we're lofty, connected to Hashem on some esoteric level. We are grounded in avodas Hashem. We have no life without mitzvahs. All of our life is dependent on how we approach mitzvahs. As the Ramban says in Sefer, in Parashas Achremos, that when the Pasuk says v'chai behem, it's referring to mitzvahs. That our whole essence of our life, the way our life is formed, is all emanated by how we approach and how we perform the mitzvahs. So some person will think, no, my learning Torah and my ruchaniyus, that's my connection with Hashem. And the mitzvahs is just something I have to do. No. He's saying here that the way that you act, the way that you bring all that Torah and those lofty ideas down and you act on it, that's your point of connection with Hashem. That's where you have chiyus. Ein tachlis b'yitzira. The whole reason why we were created was to do the Ratzon HaBorei, to do the will of Hashem. And all the olamos that were created above us are like a great tree. And all the fruits that come out of the tree, the holy fruits to Hashem, those are the mitzvahs. As the Ramban also says, HaMitzvahs Hein Peiros HaOlam. So our goal here in this world is not to be stuck on the higher levels, but our goal is to go all the way through until we're doing the action of bringing Hashem into the world. Angels don't do that, they get stuck on a higher level. Animals don't do that, they don't have kavana. The only ones who are able to bring Hashem into the world are Jews. Ein avodas Hashem bli mitzvahs. You don't have avodas Hashem without doing mitzvahs. Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha meshatkin oto. If someone says that through a bird, meaning through doing shiluach hakein, through a bird, that's how God's mercy will come to us, you silence him. If he says that as part of davening, if he's davening and he says that phrase, God, may your mercy come to us through doing shiluach hakein, we silence him. Why? She'oseh midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'einan ele gezeirus, says the Gemara in Brachos. Because he's making out as if the reason why Hashem does what he does is to have mercy on us, and that's not the reason why God does what he does. Maybe he also has mercy on us, but that's not the point. It's a gezeirah from Hashem. We do it because it's God's will. Ve'hu lo l'rachamim asa, ele lahatil al Yisrael chukei gezeirotav. And now here's the great phrase that Rashi says, lohodia shehem avadav. The reason why we have mitzvahs is our way of showing Hashem that we are devoted to Him. Maybe there will be many side benefits from doing the mitzvahs. That's not why we do them. We do them to show our devotion that we are people of God, that we are Hashem's servants, avdei Hashem. V'shomrei mitzvotav v'gezerotav v'chukotav af bedevarim sheyesh l'satan v'la'akum la'ashiv aleihem v'lomar ma tzoch mitzvotu. And especially in areas that goyim or the Yetzer Hara within us will come and say, what are you doing that for? What benefit do you get from it? And we say, because we're devoted to Hashem. Sometimes it's not really avodas Hashem when you do something for a mitzvah and then you say, well, you know why it's worth my while? Because it's good for my body as well, or it's good for me working on my midas, or some other reason, side reason why. Or I'll do the mitzvah because, let's say for example, someone doesn't always wake up on time for shacharis. And then they say, you know why it's worthwhile waking up on time for shacharis? Because I'm working on self-restraint. And that's just a good example of it. Meaning, as far as I'm concerned, it would equally be valid if I would wake up early to go jogging. That would also help me with self-restraint, self-control. But you know, I'll use davening, and that's why it's worthwhile. That's inappropriate. It may be there's a side benefit of a person who comes on time for shacharis every day, they gain self-control. That's not the reason why we do it. We do it because it's God's will. And a person should be careful, yes, to use those excuses if it's going to push him, but never to use those excuses, if he feels that's the real reason why. Because then it's taking it out of the realm of Hashem's work. Meaning, don't go to the other extreme and say, unless I feel that I'm serving Hashem, I'm sleeping in. That's certainly not. You have to do the will of Hashem, and whatever it takes to go and do it, you go and do it, even if it's lo lishma. So yes, look for ulterior motives. Like for example, the Shabbos project that they did. The Shabbos project has got a lot of lo lishma in there. It's family time, and it's disconnecting to connect. and it's a lo lishma. But there are people who wouldn't experience Shabbos without it. So it's very important to go via lo lishma to get to lishma in those cases. But for someone who's on a level where the reason why they do what they do is to connect to Hashem, for them to read some of the things that go around the Shabbos time, it's inappropriate. Because it's going to take them to a lower level. Instead of doing Shabbos because it's the will of Hashem, they'll do Shabbos because, oh, it's time to disconnect from my phone. Really? That's why? So why do you have to keep Hilchos Borer? You can disconnect from your phone without Hilchos Borer. Like, who does what? No, because Borer, on the phone, I choose which WhatsApps to answer and which other. No, don't give me that. You're either serving Hashem or you're looking for ulterior motives. And it could be good, they're both ending in the same result. But our goal is doing mitzvahs, is bringing Hashem down into the world. That's our goal. There's a side benefit. Thank you. Kohanim who worked in the Beit HaMikdash, they got free meat. Thank you. Is it worth it? You have to walk around barefoot on the floor? I don't know. You can work that out. But you don't go to work in the Beit HaMikdash because it's free meat. You work in the Beit HaMikdash. If you get free meat, matop, how wonderful is that? Ein hit alut mishirut aleiv eli adei ma'asa mitzvah. It seems like a lot of shma reason now, based on what we just said, but it's a value in and of itself. The only way that you can raise yourself up above looking at the world in an arbitrary, random manner is through the actions of mitzvahs. Gadol ha-matzuva ve'oseh ve'misha eidah matzuva ve'oseh. The Gemara in Kedushin says, someone is greater when they're commanded to. Every kid knows this. I mean, knows it. Right? If you choose to do something good in your home, and you're going and doing it, and then your parent says, oh, can you do this? You suddenly lose all your volition to do it. No, I don't want to do it now. I wanted to do it when I was choosing to do it. When I told me I have to do it, I'm not interested in doing it anymore. What just happened there? We want to feel like we're independent. We don't want to be told what to do. Gadol ha-matzuva ve'oseh is seeing there's a ruler in the world, there's a manhig to the world, and I'm doing his will, I'm devoted to him. Gadol ha-matzuva ve'oseh, well, someone who does that when they're commanded is even greater, because they've shown that they're devoted to Hashem, even when it's not. I'm being independent. It's not expressing my independent value. But I'm doing it because it's God's will. Gadol hu ha'oseh davar tov miratzon nafsho. Certainly it's good when you do something because you want to. It's expressing that you've aligned your will with God's will. Aval hit'alut mishrut aleiv ein bezeh. But if you happen to want to do it anyway, that doesn't express that you've risen above your arbitrary parts. This is the famous concept of Avram Avinu, who was Ish Chesed, was tested with an act of Gevurah. But why did he need to be tested? His whole life he was doing chesed upon chesed upon chesed. So many acts of chesed. The answer is, because that was his nature. So he wasn't rising above his nature and showing that he's doing it for the sake of Hashem. Maybe he happened to be an extremely generous individual in all areas. So Hashem will specifically give him a mitzvah in an area which is the opposite of what he was. And so too with Yaakov and Emes. Sheyesh lo pat besalo. It's anyway natural to him. She'im yiritzeh yaniach. And if he doesn't want to do it, he leaves it. The gadol mimenu ha-mitzuva oseh. It's even greater someone who's commanded. Hu mitgaber al atzmov al shirut libo. He doesn't just say, ani zorem, I'm a flowing individual, whatever comes my way, I'll do. If not, I'll leave it. No. I will do the will of Hashem. If it happens to flow for me, ma tov. I'm very happy and grateful. If it doesn't flow for me, I'm equally as devoted. I'll do it because of the will of Hashem. Ha-mitzvot mitzarfot et ha-adam. They purify and refine man. That's what the mitzvah's goal is. Not the only goal. But that's a goal of what they do. Kihem matbiot al chayenu seder eloki. They implant within us a godly order. Hamromem otanu mipashtut v'chomriut chayim, which elevate us above the baseness and physicalness of life. You know, it's interesting. We are always, against our will, put into structures that we may or may not want. I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to fill out some form. Right? Now, they ask you questions. And you have to answer. Now, you didn't determine the questions. They determined the questions. So you have to think along their way. And the people who write those questions, they have an agenda. They want you to think in a certain way. Do you prefer A or B? Who says, I like either of them? No. You like them both. But do you prefer A or B? You find yourself in a structure, which you may not have chosen to do. You come to fill in a date in Hebrew. And there's no option of filling in Hebrew, you have to fill in English. And then you're put into a structure where you have to think along English dates, whether you chose to or not, you're put in that structure. Now, according to the guide or the mindset behind the person making that questionnaire, you will be led in your thoughts along a certain path. Many years ago, my wife answered the phone. hi, we're doing a short survey about the things that go on in the house. Can we ask you a question? Okay. Do you use this product, that product, this one, that one? How many hours a day do you spend on washing? Da, da, da. Okay, now moving on to politics. Do you believe that this person is the best leader for us in the next generation? No. If you would think he was the best leader, what quality in him do you like the most? 1 minute. Did we change topic here? What just happened over there? Were we talking about house products? And they had an agenda. They wanted to lead you. Your mind starts working. You've entered an order which the person who is guiding you with their agenda wants you to think in and is guiding you in. Whether you like it or not, the fact that you have to respond to them, you're responding to the way they think. You have to be very careful and notice where they're taking you. And answer in a way that's authentic, not within the options and within the boundaries that they've given you. When you're always in some order. You're always in some, you can't be free of an order. You can free yourself from certain orders and enter other orders. You're always going to be in some order. You're always going to be placed in some. Even those children who rebel against their parents, and they all shave their hair the same way, and they all put on the same types of rings, and they all wear the same types of boots, and they all go to the same types of... They're also following an order. It's the anti-order order. Okay, but it's an order, right? Everyone's following some sort of an order. And you get to choose to be in A or to be in B. You choose which order you're in, and what are you choosing? And the mitzvahs give us a godly order. They train up our whole mind. This is what everyone should certainly read, the book Halachic Mind, or the Halachic Man, Rabbi Soloveitchik, that the mitzvahs train our mind to think within an order of Hashem. Right? We're thinking, our whole minds are thinking, I'm leaving my house now, how far have I traveled? Is this halachic area enough to say to us, is it not? I wash my hands and I'm walking over there. Our whole minds are involved the whole time in what does God want me to do right now? I woke up and I have to wash the interior. My whole mind is focused on that. And that way the mitzvahs, by giving us an order in our lives, our mind is constantly thinking, what does God want from me in any moment? Because the mitzvahs are giving us an order, dictating for us our steps. Now of course you have a lot of room for freedom within those steps. There's plenty of room for freedom, but the structure is godly. How you wish to express your individuality within that structure, that's your choice. But the structure is a godly structure. So let's just read that again. The mitzvahs refine man because they place upon man a godly order which elevates him above the physicality. As the Pasuk says, Imarot Hashem Tzrufa, and the Medrash Rabbah comments on that, Lo nitnu mitzvot liyisrael ela letzaref behenet abriot. The only reason why God gave us mitzvahs was in order to refine us and purify us. And the way that Alei Shor is understanding it, in what way is it refining and purifying us? Because it's entering an order in our minds of God. So as opposed to that person who phoned my wife and started saying, do you like this quality or that quality more of this political leader, where he's forming the mind that you would like that following or that leader, rather, Hashem has set up a system whereby our minds are working within God. We're thinking along godly ways. The mitzvahs give us that. The Eina, meaning Torah doesn't give us that. Because learning Torah, when you're learning, you're thinking along godly ways. When you stop learning, you're not. But when you fulfill mitzvahs, that means you're always making brachot, and you're always washing hands, and you're always thinking, by when do I have to daven? And you're wearing tefillin, you're taking off your tefillin, Shabbos is coming, preparing for Shabbos, Shabbos comes, and Yom Tov is coming. Meaning Torah gives you order and gives you godly thoughts when you're learning Torah. But mitzvahs encompass your whole life. That all of your life is within a schedule which enters you into a God-orientated mindset. Einash kachapratis ve'ezer elokim aleinu ela alidei mitzvahs. In order for there to be godliness upon us, hashkacha pratis, God helping us out, that only comes through our fulfillment of mitzvahs. And the Medrash continues and says, shneimar magenhu lekol achosim bo. Hashem protects those who find shade, protection under him. Kolomar, what this means to say is, al yedei tziruf ha-mitzvahs nihyeh Hashem magen lanu. That when we refine ourselves and put ourselves in an order of a godly order, Hashem will protect us. Hu asher matzinu b'Torah kama avtachot hashmarat ha-mitzvot. And that's why we see specifically regarding mitzvahs, that God says, if you keep the mitzvahs, I will protect you. Really, you're protecting yourself. Because you're putting yourself in God's world. It's almost as if God has said, I have a force field in which I will protect anyone who enters the force field. The force field gives you the mindset of God. You enter the godly force field. As the Pasuk says in Vayitchanan, V'tzivanu Hashem la'asot et kol ha'chukim ha'ele. Why? Why are we commanded all the mitzvot? Li'ra'at Hashem Elokeinu, la'tov lanu kol ha'yamim, la'chayoteinu kayom hazeh. It's for our benefit because we get the godly order, and that way he's able to, he chooses to empower us, give us vitality, give us life, protect us. We're getting higher and higher here, as you see. Now we're talking about the discovery or the revelation of connecting to one's neshama, which is called here the Inyan Eloki, the godliness within man, that only comes, which is a madrega of Klal Yisrael, where you realize that you're connected to Am Yisrael, a Klal, and there's a level there of Nevuah, that only comes through doing mitzvahs. And that's what we see. I quoted this last night in Baal Ham, that the king of Khuzar, in a dream that he had, he said, God said to him, your intention is desired, but your actions are not desired. Meaning, it's not enough for God that you have good intentions. God wants you to have good intentions, and since you are a Jew, you have to find a way for those good intentions to come down into the world in the way that God intended. There were people who had good intentions and they brought it down into the world not the way God intended. Nadav and Avihu, the Jews at Egel HaZahav, good intentions, but they brought it down in the world in a way God did not command. And therefore it destroyed them, killed them, neshama. Yes, good intentions, you're very lofty, very high, but it's not in the world. Therefore the guf stays there, then the neshama goes up. God's desire for us, his design for us, is that we have good intentions, that's stage one, but we also find a way that they are in the world. That's our role. We're not angels, we're not animals, we're humans. We have to bring God into this world through our actions. Ki ha-devarim ha-sheyachinu lekabel reshamim elokiyim einam beyocholet adam. In order for God, in order for us to feel God in our lives, the ability for us to feel God in our lives is not in our control. All we can do is prepare ourselves. We make ourselves ready, and when God then decides, He reveals Himself to us. Just like Mount Har Sinai, where the Jews prepared themselves and they stood and waited. They waited by the mountain, and when God was ready, He revealed. Just like Nevuah, you prepare yourself in Midas. When you're ready, also in Simcha, right, by Elisha, prepare his mood, he also prepared. And when he's ready, he waited. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that there were times where a person, like Baruch ben Neriah, where they would prepare themselves for a long time and God wouldn't give them Nevuah. It's not automatic that if you've done all the preparation stages, you get Nevuah. You do all the preparation and then God decides if He wants to give it or doesn't want to give it. But there are certain things which are the godly things, Mamat Har Sinai, God coming down, Nevuah, God revealing Himself. Also Shabbos is like this. Shabbos is that we do all the preparations for Shabbos, and then the Shechina of Shabbos comes down. There is Hashem being revealed in the world comes from our preparing ourselves. That's all we can do. That's everything we can do. We have no way of measuring out how much godliness am I going to get today. That's God's choice. It's not my choice. A feeling you do it at the same, and even if you would know exactly how to do it, we don't know when to do it. In order for us to prepare ourselves effectively, we have to know all the details, exactly when, why, how much. And that's what the Torah teaches us. And that only God tells us. In the Torah. The Torah gives us mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs are our preparation. Doing the mitzvahs won't give you a connection with Hashem directly. But doing the mitzvahs prepares your heart that you are in an open place whereby when God wishes to reveal Himself upon you, you've done your side. You can say, God, you've given me mitzvahs, I've done my side. Now I'm ready, Hashem, reveal yourself to me. Not reveal yourself like a prophet or something on that high level, we're not at that level today, but a feeling of closeness, a feeling of connection. Mi sheishtadel etaken devarim lekabel inyan eloki b'mechkar uvesvarus. There are those people who try and come close to God in external ways. Hu amamre, zaken mamre. Ki hu makriv korbanot u'maktir k'torot misvara. He's doing it, well, it's not what God said, but it looks like it makes sense to me. I remember once when I was a kid, someone came to shul, and the rabbi says, oh, shalom aleichem. It was mincha, Shabbos mincha. And the rabbi said, oh, I missed you this morning. So the guy said, yeah, this morning I felt like going to the park and meditating. So I didn't come to shul. Very nice. It could be a beautiful exercise that you did. Mindfulness, meditation. But God said to come to shul and daven shema, and shmon ha'esrei, and hear kriyas ha'Torah. So you're doing something which is your feeling is connecting you to God, but that's not what God asked you to do. Will that bring you close to Hashem? There could be elements of it that it will, but it's called a Zaken Mamre. Because instead of putting God in the center, you're putting yourself in the center. Okay, we're in the middle of a flow here, but the basic point is that mitzvahs are what form our entire personalities, our structure. They are what makes us human, but godly. We're human because that's the unique role for humans, but godly because it's the conduit through which we can bring down the godliness into the world. Mitzvahs are the essence. In the next few days, next few times that we learn together, we're going to be talking about the different types of mitzvahs, ways to connect in Avodas Hashem more deeply to mitzvahs, finding what your unique connection to mitzvahs is. That's going to be our Avodah of the next few days. Yashar Koach.